Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. This is our second episode of our new series, Healer Within. Sister Shivani, welcome.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, sister. In the first episode, we were talking about writing our own destiny by not accepting things that it is my fault if I get angry. It is my creation. And if I say that, no, I did not create it, happened, and somebody else created, that was wrong. Right?
Wrong, yeah. It's just basically unaware. You know, we, even for ourselves now, we'll just change a little bit the language that we use for ourselves.
Okay.
Because one is we are harsh with other people, but then sometimes we're very harsh with ourselves also. It's not that it's my fault, and it's also that not I'm wrong. It's just that I was not aware. So as I start becoming aware, I'm going to do it. I was not aware.
Can you just clarify this line, being harsh and not being harsh?
You know, like you started with saying, it was my fault that I was getting angry. Now this is a harsh line
to
yourself.
So you mean to say, I would say the same thing? It is your fault you did that.
It doesn't matter.
If I'm harsh with myself, I'll be harsh outside.
That's the second thing. That is second thing, that you will be harsh with others. One thing we know, that being harsh with people is not going to give us the right result. You know, even if I want to change something or help someone to change a habit about them, if I'm harsh about it to them, it's your fault. It's your wrong. Don't you understand? This is the way you have to do it. You just never seem to be able to do it. My every thought word is negative energy. This negative energy doesn't allow the person to grow. You know, you want something to grow. You want a new habit to grow. You have to give loving and compassionate energy. So we're all aware now that we shouldn't criticize people. It doesn't give us right result. At least we are learning that. Many of us have experimented and seen that when instead of criticism, we started using acceptance and appreciation, it turned out to be much better. But we understand that with other people. Same with myself. Because when it comes to working on myself or taking responsibility, if I'm harsh with myself also, it will not give me the right result.
This reminds me of our dog trainer at home. He used to always tell the dog at home, bad habit, no, don't do that, you know, very sweetly. Yeah. You would not say, no, don't do that.
Absolutely.
Know? So, because we do that with dogs.
Absolutely, because the minute you say it in a loving way, in a sweet way, it gives the other person the energy and the encouragement and the motivation, because anyways the person not very confident about himself. So it's like someone is trying to pick up the person. Someone's fallen down, doesn't have the courage to get up. You know, it's like suppose I'm learning to walk, or I'm walking and I fall down, and you have to come to help me to stand up again, even physically if I look at it. If you stand there and tell me, you're no good, you don't even know how to walk, I don't think you'll ever learn how to walk. I anyways don't have the courage to get up. So I drop the idea.
Look at the other people.
Look at the other people.
Nicely they walk. Yeah. Comparison also.
Comparison also. So anyways, I didn't have the courage to get up. And when somebody else comes and says it to me, I just drop the idea and I sit back and say, I can't do it. So if somebody uses another method and says, of course you can do it, get up, you were just not aware. You'll be able to do it this time. I start. Same with myself. I'm learning to do it a different way now. I have done the old way for many, many years. In fact, many, many births. Because I've been on a long journey. So my habits that I'm carrying are not habits of 20, 40, 60, 70 years. They are habits of we don't know when. So it's not very easy to change a habit. So at least if I want to change it, I will have to give it the right fuel, you know, the right energy with it. So no harshness with myself.
In the last episode, you said that first I have to understand that I want to do it.
I want to do it. Absolutely.
And you understand and you start feeling the want to do it when you realize that it is me who can change it.
And most important.
And me who is the creator.
And important that it's possible to change it. never ever to say for any habit, any nature, that this cannot change.
You know, while talking to you still, I was thinking within, no, but yeah, but there are certain things that you can't change, you know. Even now, right now, I was just thinking within.
Because it's been there with me for a very long time. It's been there with me for a very, very long time. So I feel it's a part of me. This cannot change. This is the way I am. But what we don't understand is that even though it's been a pattern for a very long time, every time I'm doing it, it's a creation.
I'll call it a curse. Cursing myself.
It's a curse, yeah. Like we would say to somebody else, oh, you can't change. This is a curse. And the blessing would be, oh, it's very easy. Just try and see how beautifully you're going to do it this time. So let's not curse ourselves.
Sister here, I would like you to tell us, what does the healer within do to change what I can change? I want to change.
The first thing is, what were healers outside doing? Let's start doing the same thing with myself. I have had healers outside and they've done wonderful work for me. One, they give me guidance. They give me love. They give me acceptance. They give me blessings. This is what healers outside have done.
And if I see that I'm not capable of giving myself love and blessings and guidance, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a counselor, I'm not a guru, I'm not a saint.
Medically, I might not be able to give myself the medicine. Yes. We're talking about healing my thoughts and feelings, because finally they are manifesting also into a physical ailment. What is a counselor doing? What is a psychologist doing? What is a spiritual master doing? What is a parent doing? What is a friend doing? They're giving me love, acceptance, motivation, blessings. And depending on who the person is. But they're giving me this. Why do I go to a spiritual master?
I would go to a guru or a person whom I respect the most, just with a faith that if I go and tell him this, it'll be done. My problem is over. I will go because of that.
And so I will go to them and tell them my problem. Suppose I have to go to them and tell them that my problem is my anger. Or my problem is my hurt. Or my problem is my husband, my wife, or my children. Or my problem is my business. Can they do anything?
Or some kind of an addiction maybe.
Okay, an addiction. So can they do anything about it?
They do.
They solve my problem? Can I go to anybody and say anger is my problem and come back anger free?
Not immediately, but a few sittings with them, yes.
Even if you go to God and say anger is my problem, you will not come back anger free.
Then what does the guru do then?
What does
the teacher do? What does the psychiatrist do to you?
What do they do?
Tell me.
They give you good advice, the right advice, wisdom. What does a psychiatrist have? Medical wisdom. What does a guru have? A saint have? Spiritual wisdom. So they have wisdom of their field. And what is that wisdom? The right way of thinking. And they will say, don't think like this, think like this. So they give me a piece of wisdom, a piece of knowledge.
Sister, I don't know how to ask you this question. I will ask you again. Is the right way or the wrong way or whatever way of thinking in my hands? I still feel it happens. Thoughts just come.
Thoughts just come was my
belief. I'm not thinking. I'm not creating a thought. I sometimes think of something which happened in my school. Did I create it?
Even if it has just come, because it was there in my subconscious, so it comes. Once it starts coming, now I have a choice. Now I have a choice.
Yes.
How long I will keep on thinking like that? How long will I live in the past? How long will I create negative thoughts and trouble myself? Or I can just say to myself, school, past, over, nothing to do with today. Okay, yesterday I made a mistake, past, over, nothing to do with today. Stop. Or I can spend the next 10 minutes or probably the next 1 hour with those same thoughts. So even if that thought, which I'm not aware that I created, because a lot of it is created and there in the subconscious and will just pop up because it's there as a pattern on my CD inside. Once it pops up, now for how long?
If I'm hurt now,
yeah.
Maybe a school something from the past.
It comes up.
But right now, the present situation, I am hurt.
Yes.
So how long will I be hurt?
How much?
How much
I will be hurt now?
Why?
Is in my control now, because it's my creation now. Situation happened in the past. The past could be in school, past could be in 20 years back, past could be yesterday. Past could even be 5 minutes back. How long am I going to think about it now? I can pick up an incident of yesterday. Let's say yesterday I had a terrible argument. I made the mistake. And then I spoke badly. And then I was very rude to the people who I was not meant to be rude. Or I didn't want to be. I feel it was not right what I did. I made a mistake. I know I made a mistake. Now today I sit back and it comes to me again. Or maybe those people, I see them and it comes to me again. Now I start thinking all over it again. I shouldn't have done this. Is this the way? Or they shouldn't have done this. Whatever. Now this goes on. Check. How long? How long? And how much? My choice.
This is in my hand.
I'm creating it now. I've taken, like earlier, I would take a stimulus from outside. Let's say how you behave with me is my stimulus from outside. And then how I feel is my creation. Even picking up something that happened yesterday is a stimulus that I'm taking.
This trigger.
It's a stimulus, trigger. Trigger is stimulus. Like the car which hit you. What we spoke about in the last episode was a trigger. It's a stimulus. How I feel is my response. Similarly, digging up something from my past or thinking about something, how it will be in the future, is also a stimulus.
So reaction is in my hands. How long will I react? How much will I react? What will I do?
This is my choice.
So now you mean to say, as a counselor, if I go to a counselor, the counselor will ask me the same thing.
Absolutely. Now the counselor will say, you know,
How long will you be there? It's been such a long time. What's the point? You're reliving the same situation. This is what they talk.
Yes.
And so you mean to say, I should talk to myself the same way like a doctor? Okay.
Absolutely. Because I can go to a counselor or to a saint or to a friend once in a while. But then I have to live with one person 24 hours.
That's me.
And that's myself. And even if it doesn't mean we shouldn't go to a counselor or to a spiritual master, we should go to them because they give us wisdom. But finally, my internal conversation should be in sync with what they are talking.
At least in between those two meetings with a counselor or a doctor or a teacher or a guru, say you meet him once a month or twice a month, those few days we should...
I should be saying the same thing what the healer is saying to me. Then the healing will happen. Why is the healing not happening now? Because I'm going to them. They are healing. They are healing in the sense they're giving me wisdom. They're giving me blessings. But if I come back home and again speak the opposite language to myself. Let's say you're the master and I come to you and I say my anger troubles me. And people are not nice to me, they don't listen to me. And you give me two pieces of knowledge and you say, just take care, today one day you will remain peaceful. Accept people, they have their own nature. And you bless me and you say, you will be able to do it. This is what they will do. This is what anybody will do outside. So I come to you and I feel really nice. When I'm there in the presence of the healer, I feel very nice because I suddenly feel I've got the tool.
Yeah, the energy.
I'll be able to do it. And I am so charged up. And I said, this will happen. And because, especially in the case of a spiritual master or a saint, they have very nice vibrations also. Even in case of a friend or parent, they have a lot of love and acceptance for us. So a lot of vibration. So I suddenly feel very nice and I say, I can do it. Then I come back home. Now, what they were talking to me and what I am now going to start talking to myself, is it in harmony? They said to me, stay calm, stay peaceful today, accept people as they are. And most important, they blessed me and they said, you will be able to do this. Do I come back home and say the same thing to myself? If I come back and say the opposite, and I say, it's very difficult to stay calm. It's just not possible.
Very easy for him. Sorry. He's a guru.
Absolutely.
He sits in one cottage and he has no business. He doesn't have children. He doesn't have to pay income tax. He doesn't have to have so many headaches. Right. This is the question I asked my
Very
guru
good.
Once.
So now, here I went, got the wisdom, I took the wisdom, liked it, but then after coming home, my mind, who was supposed to work with that wisdom, has just rejected it. Then I went there, got a blessing. The blessing said, or the vibration said, you can do it. I came back home, I rejected it by saying, I can't do this. It's not possible for me.
Very easy for him to say.
Very easy for them to say. Or maybe they can do it, but my sanskar or my habit is very strong. I can't change. Now what happened? All the wisdom, out, blessings, finished. This is very important. Unless I also start doing what the counselor is doing for me, or what the spiritual master is doing for me, or what the friend is doing for me, the healing will not happen. Will not happen. And then repeated visits, feeling nice temporarily, coming back home, not only we are rejecting the healing that they've done, we're creating wounds. You know, if you say to me, of course you will be able to do it. So your that one thought is like a healing for me. You know, of course you will be able to do it. Of course you can do it. And I suddenly feel nice. This is a temporary healing that has happened. And when I come home and I say, no, I can't do it. It's just not possible. I tried. I will not be able to do it. Maybe everyone's able to do it, but I cannot do it. I'm weak. I'm no good. I'm a failure. I might as well not even try again. One thought of healing and 100 thoughts of wounds after that. Where's the healing gone? And then after some time I'll say, I need to go and meet them again. And then yes, okay, nice to go and meet them again. But how many times? And the pain still not disappeared. So let me see, it's easy to do it now. I just have to see what all these people do for me and start doing that for myself. And for that, most important is what they do first is they accept us. You know, the best thing that they do is they're non-judgmental about our habits.
They accept us. Okay, I realized it now. What
you said. They are non-judgmental.
Okay, they are accepting us with all the faults, with all the pains, all my questions, all my stupidity, if I call that word.
What's the training given to a counselor? Why a counselor and a parent is different? Actually, the parent or a friend should be able to do everything that a counselor does, because all that the counselor does is say nice things to us. But the difference between a counselor and a parent is, a parent will become very judgmental. Let's say if a child has made a mistake, the parent will get disturbed. Very judgmental.
And if a friend's child makes a mistake, you say, don't worry.
Non-judgmental.
Okay. Everybody does that. He's a child.
Absolutely. So if my parent is there and I've made a mistake, my parent will say, wrong, mistake, you're bad boy, bad girl. This is not how you should have done.
You should be punished.
So the counseling gets blocked. But a counselor, they will not say wrong, bad, not even feel. So they're non-judgmental. The minute somebody is non-judgmental, healing begins. I will feel nice in their presence because they're non-judgmental, non-critical about that habit of mine. I can go and tell them the worst thing about myself and still be very comfortable in their presence. Because from them, I will not get these vibrations that I'm a bad person. Because they accept. So when they accept me, when they're non-judgmental, non-critical about my habits or my mistakes, that itself is healing. Because it makes me feel nice.
Comfortable, no?
God. Unconditional acceptance.
Sister, this reminds me of my school days. They used to teach us, time is a great healer. Give nature a chance. Give God a chance. And while talking to you, I was just thinking, if time was a great healer, why did my wound did not heal of childhood, of school?
Absolutely. When we say time is a healer, it just means there is a wound, just leave it there. Leave it there, it will heal itself. And then we say, time healed that wound.
But right? Actually, did time heal or the body?
Body or mind, whatever. Time healed in the sense that the time gap that I gave it the body used that time to heal itself.
Hmm.
Similarly, the mind can use that time to heal itself. And I would say time is the healer, which meant obviously time is not an entity. Time is not a person. But what we are trying to say, time is a healer, we're saying give it some time.
Rest.
Give it some time. Leave it. It will heal. Now I need to ask myself.
Maybe stop fighting with that problem.
Mm.
Relax.
Mm.
It's a kind of acceptance.
Absolutely.
Or a temporary acceptance.
Right. But now also again, I should ask myself, if I have the power to heal, why should I leave it for some time?
Nice question.
Right? Suppose I have a wound here. I've just cut myself with
a
knife.
And I have all the facility to put first aid.
Yes. So why should... Because
and
anyway...
Home.
Absolutely. Right? Now, even if I leave it like this, it will heal. No, I have to just leave it. Just wash it and leave it. The cut is there. It will take some time. Dry up. Then new skin. It can take 1 week, maybe 10 days. But if I use a nice antiseptic, put a nice band-aid and leave it like this for some time, will it not heal faster?
Of course.
Fast. So if that was going to take a week or 10 days, this is probably going to take 3 days. Because I did something to heal it. I didn't just leave it. Now, if I just left it...
And sister, here I cared. I wanted to heal myself.
Absolutely. So I paid attention.
Two more things.
I paid attention.
Attention, care and want.
Right. Now the other earlier option, leave it and time will heal it. So I don't do anything, no care, no attention, no medication, and I leave the wound open. Now this wound, open wound, is vulnerable to even more stimulus and triggers coming from outside. If I band-aid it, it's protected. But if I leave the wound open, isn't there a probability that in that 1 week, before it gets healed, it might get hurt again?
Septic also.
Septic also. And then once it gets septic, I again say, time will heal. So I again, because my pattern says time will heal.
Till it reaches cancer.
Yeah, till it reaches and the doctor says, ampute this hand now. Because I said time will heal, time would have healed. Provided in that much time, there wouldn't have been another fresh wound on that. And even then, the time would have been longer. Better than that. And it's not only physical, emotional pain. Someone said something to me, something has happened, I'm feeling hurt, angry, bitter, and I said, okay, time will heal this, there's nothing that I can do about it. Why? I can't change them, and I can't even change my nature of getting hurt, so just leave it, it will get healed on its own. But in that much time that I leave it, someone else will come and do something else. Some other stimulus, some other situation, the hurt gets deeper because I'm weaker the second time. See, the first time my hand is very strong. Somebody came and hit it. The wound is this much. Now someone comes and hits me on a weaker hand. So the next time that the stimulus that will come, the impact will be deeper. You know, let's say the first time I create hurt, the magnitude of the hurt is not that much. But because I don't heal that hurt, the second time somebody says something or does something, I get hurt faster and longer because I've become weaker.
Then I just say that he's hit me on my weaker part.
Absolutely. He's hit where it hurts the most.
Oh.
What do we mean by he's hit where it hurts the most? Which means the previous wound is still there. And
this is what
come.
Boxes do.
Yeah, they've come and hit it there. But had I healed it and not left it for time, I would have not get hurt the second time so much. I would have been stronger to face the situation. Because every time people will keep hitting and I will not heal, I'm getting weaker and weaker and weaker till at times I would reach to a position of, you know, a complete breakdown or a depression or something even worse than that. Because I didn't heal it the first time and I left it to time to take care of the healing. So no one outside is going to heal me. And let's not leave the wound open and vulnerable for people to come and hit it again. Let's heal it fast because we have all the tools, the techniques and the medicine to heal ourselves.
So let it not get infected.
Absolutely. And let's not take it to a point where it can get very, very chronic. You know, most of us have reached a stage. Most of us today have already reached a stage where we are chronic pain. We're not talking of simple bouts of irritation or just hurt. We're talking of chronic hurt, aggression, irritation, pain, rejection. We have reached a chronic stage.
Why? Why did this happen to me? Why me only? Why not others?
Yeah, but the good news is, even if I'm on the chronic stage, even then I can start working on myself and healing myself, because I have created the wound, I am going to heal it, and the journey begins from me.
I love that good news, sister. What about a short meditation on this good news that I can heal myself?
Definitely.
Even at this stage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's sit back and look at myself. Situations, behaviors, lot of things have happened. They're all there in the memory. And somewhere it still hurts. The wound is still there. And I'm waiting for someone or time to heal my wound. Unaware that I have the power to heal myself. Past is past. Mistakes I have done is past. Mistakes that others have done to me is also past. It's over. Every time I think of it again, I'm deepening the wound. I accept the situation, the people, and my behavior. Accept. I start healing myself with a firm resolve. The past will never come to me again. It's a new moment, a new choice, a new creation. I am on the journey of healing. If I ever think of the past again, I will be deepening the wound which I have begun healing. Today I promise myself, the past is over. Even if the thought comes to me again, stop it then and there. It's past, it's over. I will not let it stay on my mind. I have begun the process of loving and healing myself. Om Shanti.
Past incidents are triggers which we use to create thoughts now. We have a choice. How much pain we create and for how long. Never be harsh or critical with yourself or compare with others. Acceptance and love is the first step to healing. Do not leave emotional wounds to be healed with time. We become weaker and vulnerable to more wounds. Resolve the issue and heal the wound.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 099-99-744-555.
Shanti Yoga. Shanti.